I've been looking forward to this. We're going to talk golf because Scotland's Carly Booth won the Czech Open at the weekend by a single shot on the ladies' European Tour. She carded 2 under par on the final round to win her third tour title and her first for 7 years. And I'm delighted to see Carly's on the line now to tell us more. Carly, thanks so much for joining us on Rocksport Radio.
What a pleasure.
It's good to speak to you. It's Thursday now, so the weekend you'll have recovered from any celebrations, I would say. You must be delighted to have won it, Carly.
Yeah, it was I've been playing well this year, so I mean it was something that I felt that I was, working towards, and I have been working towards. You know, it's been 7 years since I'd won, but this year especially I had a good few results just prior to this week. My last putt for par, and I didn't actually know I'd won, so I think it was just a bit overwhelming to actually realize that I've just won. It was a very emotional kind of week, but it was amazing from the start to finish.
Oh, it was incredible. It was terrific to see the win. You're saying that there about not knowing you've won, but at what point over the event did you maybe realize that you were in a position to win?
Well, I mean, I was joint leader going into the last day, so, I mean, I had all the chances there, but I think because I couldn't see a live leaderboard or anything like that for the last maybe 4 or 5 holes, I didn't know how everyone else was doing apart from my group. So when I hold my par putt to finish 9 under, I knew that was a good week, so I went over to the side of the green and I asked our photographer, we have a photographer on our tour, and I said, what's the leading score? And he goes, 9 under. And I go, wait, I'm 9 under. Oh, who else is 9 under? And he goes, just you.
Oh, really?
So, it was just quite a... It was a bit of a shock hearing that. It was amazing, yeah.
That was one of the questions I was going to ask. You know, what is it like waiting for everybody else to finish their game and hoping that nobody overtakes you? Because, you know, obviously if you're watching it as a viewer, you know, and as a fan, you can see the leaderboard, you know what's happening. But is that actually what you're going through down there on the green?
Yeah, well, at that point in time, no one could actually beat me. When I hold my putt, the only girl that was in contention that I knew was one of my playing partners.
Right.
And she missed her birdie putt, so she was going to tap in for a par, which would leave her at 8 under. So, I mean, I knew I'd beat her by one shot, but I just didn't know how the groups in front of me were doing, and I was the final group that day, so it was an amazing feeling, put it that way.
But tense. I mean, it must have been tense, Carly. Do the nerves kick in, or you know, your experience now? Do you manage to overcome that? Obviously, you did at the weekend.
Do you know? I think I had a great amateur career, and then I have obviously won twice before last week. So I have been in positions of winning, or close enough to winning, or I have to
really tense
continue
moments.
Keep it going. So I think it was one of those feelings where I just keep pushing myself. I didn't start my round off very well, and I just had a goal of shooting. My whole goal that week was actually to finish at 10 under that day. But I finished 9, so I mean, close enough. But that was my goal for the day. I said, if I shoot 3 under the day, I can't be unhappy with how I've played.
Oh, definitely.
I played really well, and especially starting 3 over through 4.
Yep.
So I said, if I can shoot, have 6 birdies from here on, we've done very well. So that was my goal I set.
Yeah, fantastic. And as you see, it was more than good enough.
And the thing is with golf, you can only set your own goal.
That's right,
You can't, you're not in control of anybody else and what they do. So you just have to do the best you can.
Yeah. And a relief, was it, to have broken that? That's, I'm saying a 7-year drought. Would you call it a drought? But I would say the relief must have kicked in as well at the end of it, Carly.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I haven't had some good results, but it's just, obviously winning a title makes the difference. So, honestly, it feels like a bit of a weight off my shoulders because it's been something that, between me and, you've got sponsors and you've got family and friends and, how much you work and the effort you put in, it's almost just like... a relief that, yeah, you know, it's paying off.
Oh, without a doubt. And a feeling maybe that now that you've won that, after the 7 years, and that weight's lifted, you could go on and win more now.
Probably. And I sure hope so.
Yeah. And targets then, would you set different targets now for the rest of the year, having that win under your belt? Or, you know, as you said earlier, you know, your target going into that one, do you sort of set that for the year ahead?
No, I mean, I keep my same targets. You know, every tournament I go play, my goal is to win it. So, I mean, that's just always going to be that way. So, but I think at least now I should be going into the next few events with a bit more confidence.
Oh, without a doubt, sounding great. And also, we kind of half expected you to be in the Solheim Cup, have a place there. Carly, were you a bit disappointed to miss out on that?
Of course, because Gleneagles was a course I grew up playing, so so close to home, it would have been amazing to have my first Solheim Cup there. But, you know, whether maybe if this week... Winning this week was a couple of weeks earlier,
and
that could have made the difference. But, you know, I'm just going to work hard for making the team in 2 years' time. So that's my new goal.
Without a doubt, and I'm sure you will achieve that. Carly, it's great to speak to you, and well done from everybody here at Rocksport Radio on that win.
Thank you so much.
It was great to see, and we'll catch up with you again soon, hopefully, Carly. Good to speak to you.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely day.
And you.
Thank you.
Bye for now. Scotland's Carly Booth there after winning the Czech Open at the weekend. It's great to talk to Carly and always hear, you know, she's got her targets and her aims and what she's going to achieve. And we were all absolutely delighted here to see her winning that Czech Open.